Hurricane season started on June 1st. It's been 3 years since a hurricane made landfall on the U.S. mainland, and emergency officials are worried that people are forgetting how dangerous one can be. Galveston sits on a barrier island off the Texas coast. The city repeatedly has been hit by killer storms, including the nation's deadliest, that killed an estimated 6,000 people back in 1900. Recently, Galveston has been lucky. It hasn't seen a hurricane in 19 years. Janet Heimlich reports how officials there are trying to educate the public about hurricane preparedness.
On a Thursday night in Galveston, about 100 senior citizens are gathered to hear about hurricanes. The speaker is Galveston Emergency Management Coordinator, Elliot Jennings.
Yes, it is hurricane season. And the one thing that we definitely know here in Galveston is that it's not a question of if a hurricane will come, it's only a question of when.
Jennings has been traveling around the area, telling audiences what they should be doing to prepare for a hurricane. For example, stock up on supplies such as canned goods, water, and medication, and think about where to go in case of an evacuation. But Jennings worries that some people aren't getting the message.
My biggest challenge is overcoming complacency.
Galveston hasn't been hit by a hurricane since 1983. That's when Alicia swept through and killed 21 people. What's more, Jennings says, many new residents have never experienced a hurricane.
I think there's a lot of people that understand, you know, the importance of being prepared for hurricanes, but getting them to take action on what they know is a big challenge.
Then there are people who refuse to evacuate. Back at the senior citizens meeting, Richard Daniels waits for Jennings to give his talk. Daniels says he's stocked up with a week's worth of food and supplies because he's decided to stay home if a hurricane came his way.
I don't have a place to go, and trying to get off of the island by the time they tell you to evacuate is going to be an absolute mess.
Emergency officials strongly encourage people to evacuate as soon as they give the word. It's the best way to avoid traffic snarls. Gridlock and clogged highways are a nightmare shared by officials throughout the hurricane belt. For example, in the Galveston area, a major evacuation would send 750,000 people scrambling up the one highway that leads inland towards Houston. Ken Burris is the Southeastern Regional Director for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA.
A lot of people just don't grasp the importance of the time frame it takes to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people out of the danger area.
Burris says officials learned a lot in 1999 when Hurricane Floyd hit North Carolina. Residents from Florida to Delaware were told to evacuate. Traffic bottlenecks choked the roadways. Burris says part of the problem was that states weren't communicating effectively with each other.
A lot of times a state will come up with an evacuation plan that sends their residents into another state and never coordinate with the second state as to, you know, how that's going to happen.
But Burris says he believes the next evacuation will go more smoothly. Cameras have been installed on highways so emergency officials can monitor traffic. Also, FEMA has set up a hurricane evacuation liaison team. Burris says the team will inform local emergency officials about what's going on outside of their areas.
It takes advantage of some new technology that provides a real-time, web-based look at what's going on our interstate highways so that we can relay that information out.
In the meantime, officials believe their education efforts are helping. Many Galvestonians say they've been to a hurricane preparedness meeting and are taking steps to get ready. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Galveston, Texas.